And now to blockchain. It's a new technology for information storage that could very soon be improving security for our private information online. Voting, banking, public records, all types of data could soon be placed on the chain. Does sound a little daunting. What exactly is it? Wire reporter Luke Radford spoke to Professor Jason Potts from RMIT's new Blockchain Innovation Hub to get a bit of a handle on this mysterious new technology.
What a blockchain is, in a sense, is a way to have a ledger that is replicated across multiple different nodes that updates simultaneously. And all of this is technology behind it. It's the way in which it achieves that ability to update any changes in a ledger and pass that around a network, on a peer-to-peer network, using various protocols. So what you then have is a ledger that doesn't actually have any, there's no sort of central ledger that needs to be trusted. And this is why this technology is sometimes called a trustless technology, because the ledger is fully distributed across multiple hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of nodes.
Bitcoin's been in the news recently owing to its high sort of current value. Can you explain the relationship between Bitcoin and blockchain?
Yes. So Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. And what a cryptocurrency is just money on the blockchain. The underlying technology is the blockchain technology, which is a distributed ledger. Now, a ledger is recording data entries. When that data refers to money, it's a cryptocurrency. But a blockchain could also be referring to asset titles or just really any type of public data. But when we put money on the blockchain, it's a cryptocurrency. And one of the first cryptocurrency was Bitcoin.
How is blockchain technology going to affect the life of the everyday Australian sort of going forward over the next few years?
This is a technology that could be utterly revolutionary across a whole number of areas. So the first application of blockchain technology was to put money on the blockchain as cryptocurrencies. And what that can do is potentially revolutionize payments. So we've seen that already as a very early stage use cases. But this is really just the beginning. And all the potential applications are limited only by the extent of what can we put on these distributed ledgers, what type of digital data can we put on them. So if we put asset registries such as who owns houses or property or any type of registry, we can move these things to the blockchain. So this could affect how you buy, how you, say, rent property. We can put Airbnb on the blockchain in the sense of be able to rent their property out through this mechanism. We could put voting on the blockchain as another potential application, because what voting is basically just is a distributed, as a ledger of identity, each citizen being able to identify who they are. And then we need a public record to indicate that they've voted once and only once. We can put democracy on the blockchain. We could put all sorts of other digital data on the blockchain. One of the interesting applications could be health records.
So you're saying that blockchain technology offers a greater level of security than the technology we're operating on currently?
Well, it operates in a different way. The main benefit in this respect is that you can tell, or you can easily identify if the record has been tampered with.
So if someone tampers with something, it leaves almost like a digital paper trail?
You can immediately tell. There's not the same as being cryptographically secure. What it means, the cryptography in this is used to identify any evidence of tampering, and essentially the blockchain, the new block, won't form into the blockchain if there's any evidence that has happened.
I hope that clears it all up. That's Professor Jason Potts from RMIT's Blockchain Innovation Hub speaking to The Wire's Luke Radford.